Ninja Scroll, Battletech, can't do that on television. Transformers, Saints Row is Grand Theft Auto. Listen, you can hit a toasty when I finish you on Mortal Kombat. I can speak another language with nerd English.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Divided We Game, the new gaming podcast brought to you by the Great Divide Podcast Network. I'm your host, well, for the next month anyway, Effington Major. You can call me Frankie. And also for this month, the official weapon of the show is the shotgun, and the unofficial game is Saints Row 3. And tonight we are sponsored by the Digital Divide. And for those of you not to know, the Digital Divide is, well, it's my personal business. We do tech consultation, workstation setup, repair, maintenance, whatever you can think of, whatever your tech needs are. If you're in the greater Eugene area, Cottage Grove, Junction City, doesn't matter, we will rock your entire world. In any case, I speak on behalf of the entire team, who we call the J2. I speak for everybody when I say thank you so much for downloading this podcast. Thank you for trying us out. Thank you for listening. Because believe it or not, this project has been in the planning stages, the creation stages, the pre-production stages for over a year now. And here today, September 10th of 2018, we finally get to launch. And the team could not be more thrilled that you decided to go along on the ride with us. Now, what you're listening to right now is Divided We Game, the main podcast. And what that means is once a month, we try to gather everybody who is a part of the J2 to contribute some content to the main show. The main shows would normally be a lot longer than regular shows. And the main shows will drop every 10th of a month. So today it launched on September 10th. The next main show will come out on October 10th, followed by November 10th, and so on and so on. We don't want you to have to wait an entire month for new content. So what's going to happen in between when we do regular shows is they're going to be individuals from the team or small groups from the team who get together and record content for in between each of the main shows. That way we keep your podcast feeder always topped off with the latest new content. But before we get to the main content, we have to do the announcements, and I try to do the announcements at the beginning of every show. It's always one of the first things we do. But since this show is new, and all of the announcements this month are related to members of J2, I kind of have to give you a rundown about them so you know who they are so you can put these announcements in context. First of all, we have Austin. Austin is our brain. He is the voice of reason for the group. Smart as a whip, and I trust him implicitly. Complicitly. Deplicitly? Whatever word that's supposed to go in that sentence, that's the implicitly that I mean. Then we have Crowbot Corey, who is the newest member of the J2. He just signed on right before we started recording for the show. I mean, he signed on so late, he almost didn't get to be a part of the group. But I'm so glad that he's here. And when you hear him, his part of the main content, you'll understand why. He is our thespian. He is the actor of the group, and he does it well. Then we have James, who is our vegan slash skater dude of the Divided We Game. Then we have Brad, who is the personality of the group. He's like the personality of the team, just nice and always in a good mood and funny. And if you ever get a chance to see any of his social media, every single picture looks like he's having the time of his motherfucking life. It's ridiculous. He's awesome. Michael is like the body. He is the athlete of the group. He is the person who runs the long distances and the short distances and the track and all of that type of stuff. And I'm not making it up. Like, he's an actual athlete. And then who am I missing? I think I'm missing me. And me, I'm the black one. Now, if you listen to the podcast before this one, you will know I do sometimes use the word nigga indiscriminately. That don't mean for you to walk away from this podcast using the word nigga, because I can't protect you wherever you are in the United States. You get what I'm saying? So please be careful. Nobody else on the show is allowed to say it. So you'll know when I'm talking because I'm the one who do say it. Now, you'll be glad to know that the team told me, as the black one, I'm not allowed to say honky, cracker, redneck, or hillbilly. But I got to call the flag on hillbilly because we live in the Eugene area of Oregon. 10 miles east of Eugene, there is a city called Pleasant Hill. It has everything that a city has. It has an elementary school, a middle school, a high school. That high school has everything that normal high schools have. It has a football team, a basketball team, a spring play, a marching band, and they also have a mascot. The Billies. Did you hear what the fuck I just said? They are the Pleasant Hill Billies. So I feel like I should be able to get to say hillbilly, because if it was some type of race slur, it would not be the mascot for a high school in the United States. And for those of you who don't believe me, Google it. Google Pleasant Hill Billies. And whenever I hear that, I be thinking to myself, they must have let the kids in the school decide what the mascots are going to be, because I can't see any administration naming their school the Hillbillies. That would be ridiculous. The final member of the team is Clinton, and he will only be joining us sometimes. He is the reason why I started gaming, because he's the first person that mentioned Skyrim to me. But he's the reason why I game, and the reason why he can't be here all the time is because since I've known him, he has gotten married and has two kids, and now he is the manager of this big place up in Corvallis somewhere. So he doesn't have the time to contribute like he would want to, but when we can get him on the show, we definitely will. Anyway, on to the announcements. Shout out to Austin. September 8th was his birthday. And so I just wanted to take a moment to say happy birthday. We love you. Keep on keeping on. And we are glad to have you on board. And then, of course, today, September 10th, is my birthday. I don't want any shout outs or accolades or nothing like that, because birthdays just ain't my cup of tea. So keep it pushing with all that nonsense, because that's not my thing. Don't wish me a happy birthday or anything like that, because I might have to whoop your ass and then call the police to come get me. And the final announcement is I need to shout out Crowbot. I need to shout out Corey. Like I say, he is the thespian. He is the actor of the group, and he does a lot of performances on stage here in the Eugene Cottage Grove area. Last night was his troops, or for the area, I think, their award ceremony, and he did win a Spotlight Award for Best Performance in a Musical Drama, I believe. So I just wanted to shout you out and say congratulations, dude. Big hugs to you. We're glad to have you as well. Now let's get up in this show. Fortnite versus PUBG.
Austin here. Today's topic is about Fortnite versus PUBG, which I am really excited about because I've played both of these games and had a lot of fun on them. I was actually introduced to PUBG in late 2017. I had a good friend of mine who was playing around, and he showed it to me on his laptop, and I tried a couple nights in a row. I tried to play a few games. I don't know, I didn't really get into it, though. I don't know, the style of graphics, or just, it was kind of, I don't know, it just felt a little complicated, kind of clunky, and I didn't really get into it. But then, a few months later, I stumbled across, you know, Fortnite, as it was really blowing up, and I downloaded that, and really instantly just fell in love with it. yeah, I just fell in love with it. Started playing it all the time. Now I'm not very good. I don't really have that killer instinct, so to speak. But I have a lot of fun playing it, even if I'm hiding a lot of the time. Yeah, and I actually write for a gaming site, and so it really helped. I got to pump out a lot of articles on Fortnite and what's going on in that world. The whole battle royale scene in general is really cool. It's a really unique idea. I remember seeing a few years ago after the Hunger Games came out, like people playing a battle royale, like on a makeshift Minecraft server, like 100 people, and I never really played it. I never really got into Minecraft, but I thought that was really sweet. I was like, wow, that actually was kind of fun. And then to see this and to see what's happening with it and to see, you know, Epic Games kind of just taking it, you know, because PUBG was their first. I think Epic Games just took it and, you know, adding the building, even if, you know, a lot of people, they're not very good at the building, but it really adds an extra element that I think just blows the rest of the titles in that genre out of the water. And obviously the consumers agree because it's been such a massive hit. So that's kind of my take. I think they're both good games, but I think that Fortnite really just takes it, you know. I understand the appeal behind PUBG, but for me, it was never really, I never really felt it. And and yeah, Fortnite's just so big. It's become, you know, the industry kind of upstart. And between Fortnite and PUBG, Fortnite all the way.
Fortnite for me is basically what got me back into online gaming. I hadn't really played a lot of online games in a while, the last, especially competitive, because I'm usually the type of person that plays cooperative multiplayer, either online or otherwise. But for me, because I don't usually have a lot of time to dedicate just to playing video games, so I never have time to get good enough at a video game to be really competitive in the online space. You're playing with a lot of people who literally, people are kids, and that's their whole leisure time is playing that game. You know what I mean? And then nowadays with professional gamers and people trying to become streamers, people put hours and hours into these games, and I don't have that time. I have like a life to live. I got a job. I wish I skateboard a lot. You know, I wish there was like enough time in the day for me to play video games as much as I wanted and still do all the other stuff I want and need to do, but there's not. So, I wasn't into competitive gaming a lot, and then Fortnite kind of got me back into competitive gaming, because one thing about Battle Royale games, at least the more recent ones, is that they're totally aesthetic-based. Like, all the awards you get are aesthetic. So everybody starts out the round. Granted, there's random number generation going on for the drops and stuff, so you don't know, you might get a bad drop. But for the most part, you start every match on equal footing. All the prizes are just aesthetic. They're just cool looking, basically. So for me, it was a huge deal to be able to play a game where I knew I was going to drop in with everybody at least on equal footing as far as like progression. Now, obviously, like I said, people are going to be a lot better at the game, but progression-wise, you drop in, you're equal with everyone. So that's really cool. I think that's something like, you know, with older competitive online games, like, not even older ones, more recent ones like Call of Duty and stuff, you know, there's, like, prestige and there's levels and, you know, you really have a competitive advantage if you've put in a lot of work on your character and your loadout and stuff. Fortnite, that's not true. You can look cool, but which is awesome, but there's no competitive advantage for how long you've played the game. And I think that's true of most Battle Royale games. That's true of PUBG. That's true of a lot of other games in the genre. But I think that what sets Fortnite apart from other games and what's made it fun to me and kept it that way is the dynamic nature of every round. And I think that that's a lot of it's because of the building. I mean, for me, I never really was interested in PUBG, not only because I mainly game on PS4, but I could play PUBG Mobile, and I just have no interest in it because Fortnite is just so much better in every way to me. Now, I mean, you could argue it's just a better designed game because, you know, PlayerUnknown is a much more developer than Epic, and that's absolutely true. That's part of the reason why, to me, Fortnite's a better game. Because the way you move around is better animated, like everything's smoother, all of that stuff, you know, there's advantages in all of that stuff, so. But yeah, I think the main thing is the building. The building is like nothing in any other game I've ever played. I mean, you could argue like maybe the old Red Faction games where you could mod and destroy the environment and that would create stuff, you know. But other than that, like you think about old competitive games, learning maps was such a huge deal. Like, not that it's not important to know the map in Fortnite for drops and things like that, but learning the map in an old competitive game was so important. Like, it can make all the difference. Like, if you knew a map, you could manipulate that and use it to your advantage, and where your character was at any given time was still important. With Fortnite, the maps are completely dynamic because you can build a whole new map if you want. Instantaneously, you can make corridors, you can make roofs, you can make platforms, you can make buildings, like, in an instant. So when you're playing against someone, the nature of where they are in comparison to you and keeping track of them in 3D space and stuff, it's different than any other competitive online, especially shooter before, because before you would do that all based on memory, and now it's completely dynamic. In fact, if they're off the screen in the very moment they're building, you don't know what they've built. So you could spin around and there could be walls in front of you, roofs above you, and you've got to deal with that and figure out how to get out from under it or use it as a cover or whatever it is, you know? And it used to be like you could just use your memory to do that because the level was right there, it stayed the same. But now with the dynamic nature of a game like Fortnite, I think it really changes like how you play the game every time you play it, and that hasn't been true for a really long time in any kind of space. I mean, competitively, like, most games have the same rules, and there's not a large dynamic nature to the way you play them. So I think that's the big thing about Fortnite. I think that that's part of what's made it successful. I mean, everything about it's made it successful. The aesthetic, like the way it looks, the way it's accessible, like it's smart the way it's on every platform right out the gate, pretty much. But yeah, I think the biggest thing is the dynamic nature of the building, and I think that you can see that that's what it has that every other Battle Royale game lacks, and why they're not just catching up, and this isn't a huge phenomenon of tons of Battle Royale games. It's really just the two. It's really mostly PUBG and Fortnite, and the difference that PUBG has that has people playing it instead of just going to Fortnite, I think, is the aesthetic. Like, it looks like a military shooter game. It looks more like a PC game. It doesn't really look like the cartoony, like, art direction that Fortnite has going, you know? Something that I used to hate about games like World of Warcraft, which they were super cartoony, and, like, I wanted a more gritty fantasy, like, look like I was used to with, like, something like Skyrim or Baldur's Gate or Diablo or something. Like, that's what I wanted with my fantasy. I wanted that gritty, like, realism look. And World of Warcraft totally went against that, and I hated their art direction for it. But on the same token, that's exactly what Fortnite's doing, and for whatever reason, for a shooter, it works for me. It really works for me, and their art direction is really good for me. And so it just goes to show you how something that works in one space, you know, for some people, might not work in another space for those same people and stuff. So yeah, I think as far as PUBG and Fortnite, like I said, I haven't played a lot of PUBG, so I don't have a lot to say about it, but as far as why Fortnite's different or why I like it more, why I think it's a better game, I think it's the dynamic nature of the building and the art direction is really strong for me. And I think that the reason that people are still playing PUBG instead of Fortnite in some spaces, why a lot of people are still doing that, is just basically the aesthetic. Because, I mean, the gameplay isn't significantly different. You're still 100 people, you're still landing, you're still finding weapons, you're still shooting people. Yeah, I think it's mostly the aesthetic. So I think PUBG, if they can lean on that heavy, if they could go with the realism and grittiness, maybe even, like, add some realism, some survival type stuff to PUBG, I think that that's going to give it staying power. I think Fortnite just needs to keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they're killing it, and I think they're going to continue to. And I think the dynamic nature of their building is the reason.
Hey everybody, you're talking to Super Dad Brad here, and well, I do have to say that I am more of a PUBG fan than a Fortnite fan, and I'm going to tell you why. Well, PUBG, more of a strategizing game, you know, you can't be left out in the open, you gotta take corners, you gotta aim, you know, like, you gotta aim down the sights, and like, all this, there's just too much to it, like, where are we going, where the circle is, you know, it's a little like Fortnite, but you have more leeway of like, messing around in Fortnite. Fortnite, you know, you're building walls, you're destroying walls, you're, like, taking shortcuts, you know, like, jump pads, etc. So it's just like, you know, Fortnite's more of a fuckery. Well, I definitely think PUBG is better in the sense that you get more of the feeling of you're there. You are in the game. You are the PUBG character you're playing, and you are fighting 99 other people. So, you know, Fortnite, it's more like a cartoon a little bit, more like a, you know, something for the littler ones. And I guess that's kind of why I like PUBG more, you know. But I'm not saying Fortnite is for little kids, because that's takes a lot of skill just to even make it to the top five, and that's saying something. And I definitely think that Fortnite is better also in its own way. Creativity-wise, items, they're coming out with new items every day, pretty much. And so, like, the aspect on that changing, you know, PUBG will probably always kind of stay the same concept, but you can change multiple concepts in the factor of Fortnite, you know. And I don't know, we'll see. We'll see, because Tencent came out with the PUBG Mobile, and that has many as like 4-3 modes, I believe, and those modes are pretty lit. So I guess we'll have to see where America PUBG wants to take that. So as for improvement, well, for PUBG, it's obvious it needs better running system. PUBG PC I have not played yet, but I heard it is amazing. For the console, Xbox One, that's what I play on, it is super laggy at first, you know, and just needs more work. Before they can start messing it with anything else, they need to start working on the graphics and their running system and all of that, you know. And so they have a lot to go there for. And with Fortnite, I'd have to say, you know, it could use more of a communication system, I guess. You know, we'll just have to see. You know, Fortnite's pretty up there. It's pretty steady with the changes it comes out with and the where it goes. So for a grade, I will have to give PUBG 7.5 out of 10, and I'd have to give Fortnite a 7 out of 10, just because I feel like they're amazing games, could use a little bit of work. This is Super Dad Brad 710 signing off.
If you are enjoying what you're hearing, then please, if you don't mind, take out a few seconds and go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. 5-star reviews help us to spread the word about the show. As well, we read the comments for all 5-star reviews on the feedback portion of each of the main shows. We appreciate everybody that takes the time out to do that. Also, if you would like to follow your favorite J2, please visit us at the website, thegreatdivide.us, where you'll be able to find all of our streaming information. Some of us are streaming on Twitch, some of us on Mixer. You can follow various social media. You can do all that at the website. So please visit us, thegreatdivide.us. Tell them Frankie sent you.
What's up, everybody? This is Crobot. I am online. Let's get to the meat of the matter. Fortnite versus PUBG, one of the strongest fights in gaming since Sub-Zero versus Scorpion. And I'm going to talk about both of them. Now, here's the thing. I've only played these games on the consoles. So I have not had the experience that some of y'all are going to have playing on PC. So when you hear me talking, you're hearing a console gamer talking about these games. Let's talk about PUBG, the first battle royale game that I played. Now, when this game dropped on the Xbox One, it was a nightmare, bug-ridden mess. I could not play a match for longer than 5 minutes before I was dropped from the server. When I was able to play, I was rubber banding around the map like an insane man. I was having such bad lag. And it made me want to not play this game. I had friends who were raving about this, who played it on PC. Oh, it's the best thing ever. So much fun, so much fun. And I tried it, and I was like, I don't see what you guys are talking about. The aiming in this is sluggish. A graphical pop-up that looks like I'm in a tub of popcorn. This is ridiculous. But then some of the patches started dropping and making the game a little bit better, adding a little bit more content, and I jumped back into it for a little bit. Such a steep learning curve, too. Now, here's the thing. I'm not afraid of steep learning curves. I am a veteran of the Souls games. I love those games. I love games that present me a challenge where I could see something and I could overcome that based off of my skill. Here's what I don't like: a game's challenge that is entirely dependent upon luck. Now, what I mean by that is, I don't know if it's I've managed to piss off some eldritch deity, but in luck systems in video games, I have the worst possible relationship with RNGesus. I get the worst weapons continuously. I drop so far outside of the circle that if my ass doesn't find a car, I might as well just restart. But the games that I've managed to play, the games that I've managed to actually somehow land in the circle and get a decent enough weapon, I've enjoyed. It's fun sneaking around from building to building, your head on a swivel, trying to find out where your next attack is going to be coming from. Listening to gunshots, trying to figure out, is that a fight I want to go get involved in, or should I wait for them to come to me? Managing weapons, managing inventory, armor, the more realistic aspect. When I was able to play it, I enjoyed it. So let's talk about, on the other side now, Fortnite. Now, when I played Fortnite, the first thing that struck me was how smooth the game ran. Had barely any problems, no graphical hiccup, just smooth like butter. The cartoony style didn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to at first. When I saw a video of the game being played, I was like, oh, I don't know, it's a bit goofy. I'm not sure if it's going to be my cup of tea. But I enjoyed it. It was fun. I liked the more fast-paced style of the game. The one part of the game that I just couldn't seem to get behind is the building mechanic. And I know a lot of people are raving about it. I know you got a lot of the streamers out there on YouTube who could just build palaces in a mere second. Meanwhile, my ass is struggling to build a shack just to defend myself. So that's a fault on me. It's just a mechanic that I'm not really 100% on. So I didn't really dive too deep into Fortnite as I probably should have. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy watching the playthroughs. I enjoy watching people just tear it up and just do some amazing things and have so much fun. So when I play, I normally forego building, which gets me to top 25 before somebody in a rocket tower decides to take me out from halfway across the map. But it's silly. It's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy the more tongue-in-cheek atmosphere that it has to PUBG. It seems not to take itself so seriously and understands that it's a game. And I gotta say, the people that I've met on Fortnite tend to be not as toxic as the people I've met on PUBG. I ran into some just salty ass players on PUBG, and it makes me not want to play the game. That's why I normally just stick with Q and solo, which means that I get destroyed by teams. All in all, they're both great games. And I'm not going to tell you that you need to play one versus the other, that if you play PUBG, you're a true gamer. If you play Fortnite, you know, you're going to be like Ninja one day or whatever. Here's the thing. Play what makes you happy. I'm just some dude offering my opinion right now. If I had to give him a grade, looking at the pros and cons graphically, I like the style of PUBG over the style of Fortnite. However, Fortnite tends to run a bit better than PUBG. Gameplay-wise, I feel that Fortnite has the stronger gameplay elements. It has more to do, even though one of the biggest aspects of that game I'm not good at, I don't really care for, but it gives you more to do than just sneak around. PUBG, to me, feels more realistic, which I mentioned I enjoy. I enjoy the concept of, you know, bullet drop a little bit more. I enjoy the more slow-paced kind of sneak and haunt your prey. Letter grades for each. When it comes down to brass tacks, when I'm looking at it, I'm going to go ahead and give PUBG a B+ and Fortnite a B. Super, super close grades. I'm not granting either of them that coveted A rank just yet, because they don't hold my attention for very long. To me, if a game's going to be getting that A rank, I'm even looking at a game that I could go to and I could play and just be lost in. I'm looking at games like Witcher 3 or Zelda Breath of the Wild, games that just absorb me. Both of them are awesome games. As I said, if you haven't yet, go out and play them. Spend a little bit of your money in the case of PUBG, or just download it in the case of Fortnite. See if the Battle Royale genre appeals to you. It might not. It might. Who knows? You might be the next big stream success.
What is going up, guys? My name is Michael Thor on Xbox One. People call me XBanffXFusion8. Today we're going to be talking about Fortnite versus PUBG. Alright, let's get into this. So, I'm going to start off things with talking a few things that I like about Fortnite versus PUBG. We'll get into the nasty stuff on the the way down. So, let's start off with Fortnite. So, things that I really like about Fortnite, it's definitely the building aspect of it. It definitely adds a new versatility to the game. I really liked it, but it is very hard to get into. I like that they switched over to Builder Pro. They had a lot of different settings to customize how you can play the game, and that's pretty cool. I really like the shooting aspect of it as well. I like all the guns. I love the coloration of what they put them in, the classes of them, the damage and everything. I love all that. But the thing that really makes this game great is the updates, to be honest. They come out so frequently, you know, they're just consistently upgrading the game and just making it more fluent, more better, definitely keeping everyone interested, and changing the map is also a great part of it. Another thing that I really like about Fortnite is the competition. Since there is so many people that are getting into Fortnite and very much enjoying it, the competition on it is very good. You know, you'll go into Tilted and you'll see, you know, four or five players a game going there, wiping out Tilted with 5 to 10 kills. And some people wipe those players out even better, and they get like 15 kills at Tilted, and it's crazy. You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, go in, I like to run and gun. You know, you can die at the first if you don't find a gun, or you go in and you get 8 kills and you leave Tilted and you could possibly win the game with a lot of kills, which is pretty dope. So, things I like about PUBG. I love the customization of the weapons. I love how you can go and you can change up your scopes, and it definitely makes a difference on which scopes on different guns go on. I also love the first-person aspect of it. It definitely adds in a different aspect of how to play, you know, other Battle Royale games. You know, like H1Z1, all those games, you know, they're usually in third person, or you can play in first person. But this game is definitely one of its kind. It's in a first person shooter, so that's good. I also like the constant shots that are in it. I liked how the guns work. I like how they shoot. It's very consistent. I feel like, you know, other than, you know, Fortnite, which I'll get into in a little bit. But so far, I love both games. Both of them are very unique. Fortnite is definitely a different type of Battle Royale game that we've not seen in this generation, but PUBG is definitely on the heels of them. They're definitely gaining up their followers, and I feel like they're going to be a pretty good game later in the year. So the reason I like Fortnite just a little bit more, first off, I played it a lot more. I tried to get better at the game, just like everyone else. But I feel like it definitely has less lag than PUBG does. I feel like matches in PUBG just go forever. You know, you get into a match, it's like a 30-minute to 40-minute game if you let, you know, you stay surviving. And I understand there's other spots you can land, and, you know, there might be a lot of people, but for the most part, the map is so big, you just land somewhere and you can't, you won't find anybody sometimes. And this is the same way of Fortnite, but the Fortnite, that map is not even that big. So you can see how much more of a struggle it is, especially without the building aspect. As Fortnite included. So it's definitely, Fortnite is definitely a faster paced game, which I like. Also, Fortnite definitely has better graphics. I feel like PUBG is definitely improving, but they're not there yet. I feel like definitely not close to Fortnite. I also like the more competition in Fortnite, because PUBG, yes, they're gaining followers and everything, but I feel like there's a lot of players in the game right now that don't even know what they're doing because they just got the game. But even the players that have been playing on it for a very long time, you know, you'll run into them every once in a while, but I feel like there definitely needs to be more skill-based, so definitely more players on PUBG to make it more of a competitive game. But the main thing that I'm going to stick with is that Fortnite just keeps their updates going constantly. It's great. It makes the game just very fluent and very, you know, you'll leave for a week and you'll come back and it's not the same. And that's, I like that. I like the aspect of that. It's just always refreshing and it doesn't make you feel like you're playing on the same map every day. All right. So things that I feel like both games need to improve on. Fortnite, I feel like the shooting definitely needs to be improved. I've had multiple times where I'll build up some stairs and I'll see someone and I'll start shooting at them. Like I'll stay standing still, aim in, you get that first shot off, you hit them, and then you'll start shooting and you'll miss every shot and it doesn't make any sense. You could be 5 feet away from somebody or a mile away and you'll be missing every single shot. It's like a glitch, I swear. But and then like you'll stop shooting at them, and then you'll reload and like refresh it, I guess, I don't even know, and then you'll aim at them and you'll shoot at people and then it'll actually hit them again. But I've just had so many times where I'll be shooting at somebody point blank and I'll be dead on them with the crosshairs and you'll miss every shot. It's not your fault, it's just the way that the gun shoots. So I definitely think they need to improve on that. So in Fortnite, I definitely feel like they need to have a lot better loot spawns. I've landed at Tilted a lot of times, and there's some times where you'll land on a building that has nothing in it. It'll have not even one gun. Like, I'll land at L buildings, and I'll go through L buildings down at Tilted, and I'll go through two of those houses and only find, like, a common pistol. So I definitely feel like they need to add up just a little bit more looting spawns and maybe just a little bit more better guns. I don't even care if it's a common gun. I just want something to be able to defend myself when I land. So I definitely feel like Fortnite needs to lower the damage rate on explosives. It's getting a little out of hand sometimes. Because everyone has them. You know, there's so many grenades, so many hand grenades, rocket launchers and grenade launchers in the game now that it's becoming a problem almost. They're trying to like take out the building aspect that people can't just build, you know, towers and everything. I understand that, but people are using them for player use, like killing other people. So I definitely feel like they need to lower the damage on people and add the damage on structures, so it kind of balance out the game so you don't die by, you know, somebody just rapidly shooting off a grenade launcher at your building and then you fall and die. And I also feel like they need to ramp up the shotgun shots up at close range, definitely. I can understand mid-range and long-range, it's going to die off. That makes sense. But when you shoot somebody in the head up close, like barrel stuffing it down their throat, and you pull the trigger and they don't die, dude, you can get upset real fast at the game right there. So I definitely agree with them putting in the riffs, I definitely thought it was pretty fun, but now it is time for them to take that out, and I feel like they need to add in the grappling gun, or the grappling hook, because I feel like that's a cool aspect of the game. Imagine, like, shooting it to the top of, like, tilted, and just going to the top of a building and being able to get, you know, up there and come up behind somebody and, you know, get the win. Or you can do it on, like, a building structure or anything like that, and people can shoot you as the time, and you can't just reuse it. Maybe there's, like, a loading system to it, or there's, like, a number of times you can use it, which would be really cool. But I'm just, I don't like the aspect of them having a rift grenade in their hand where if they shake it up and explode it, they can just leave me. I'll put a lot of shots in them. They'll be at 1 HP and they can just leave? Nah, I don't like that. I'd rather have them have to get away with a grappling hook and then I shoot them out of the air. I'd rather have that than, you know, anything. Plus, it could be used for so many other things, like getting the advantage on people. Maybe you could hook onto somebody and, like, get towards them faster and then, like, shotgun them on the way up. That'd be pretty cool. And it's just, like, just adding a new, you know, new versatility into the game that already has, you know, the building and everything and all the cool stuff that they've put in recently. And finally, I feel like they need to add a game mode which has skilled player matches, because yes, the brand is growing and they're definitely getting bigger, but I definitely feel like they need to have this in there, because there's so many new players that are still getting into the game and they'll jump in. And since Fortnite's been out for quite a while and people grind it, you know, everyone's good. So if you're a new player and you go into this, every match you're playing, you'll die within seconds. And you'll die constantly for however long you're playing it until you get better. Yes, they added the Playgrounds mode, but it's not going against people to get better. All of us had the privilege to do that already. So now everyone's good and they're able to compete with each other and get better, which is awesome. But they definitely need to have a skilled player match system, a ranked match, or anything like that, definitely in the game. So moving on to PUBG, I feel like they definitely need to improve on the graphics and the game mechanics. There's a few times where I feel like it lags just a little bit too much. The graphics are a little bit hazy, a little bit dark. I feel like they need to brighten it up and definitely improve on the graphics and how they do that. And also with the movement system, I feel like sometimes it's a little bit riggedy. I don't know, like there's sometimes where I'll just be running through the game and it'll just be glitching, and stuff like that will definitely happen within the game. So I definitely feel like they need to add more adversity to, like, the shooting. I want them to add in a system where you're able to blow, like, shoot out walls, have explosives, put them on walls, be able to blow up buildings, kind of like Fortnite, but you're not building. Like, let's say somebody's camping in the top of a, you know, sixth-floor building, and you put a few charges, or you shoot out, like, a few walls there, and then it'll just crumble down and kill that person, unless they were able to go, you know, get out of there in time. But I definitely feel like that would add a new adversity to the game, and add a lot more, you know, choices, instead of just running in there, guns blazing, to where that guy has the advantage with him hiding up in the top room with whatever he has up there. But I definitely feel like that's what they need to do. I love both games. Fortnite's definitely a little bit more of a favorite. And if I would have to grade them, I'd definitely grade Fortnite with an A and PUBG with a B+. And, you know, that's just my opinion. That's just what I'm thinking. I was thinking about lowering them both just a little bit since they need so much to improve. But they're both great games. They're both fun. And they both add a new versatility to the society of gamers, and it's just it's awesome. My name is Michael for XBanff Fusion 8, signing out.
Now for this month's retro review. Those of you who know me well know that I've only been gaming like real hardcore for about 6 years now. Before that, the last gaming experience I had was Atari 2600, and it ended on Nintendo. Not Super Nintendo, not Nintendo 64, regular ass Nintendo. The last game I played before 2012 was Super Mario Bros. 3. That's the extent of my gaming experience. Then everybody kept talking about this game called Skyrim. Everybody, people who I knew, but they didn't know each other, was telling me about how great this game was. So I said, I want to see it for myself and figure out what they're talking about and what's so great about this game and everything. I did not have command on the controller. You have to remember, I came from a system where, like these days, you have 18 buttons, you got two joy pads, and you got a toggle and a bumper and a stick and all this other stuff. Well, back in my day, all we had was one stick and one button, and for Pac-Man, you didn't even need the button. So it was a whole new experience for me. But I digress. In the 6 years I have been playing games, I've played a lot of games. But I want to review one that I found extra special and one that I think that most of the gaming world slept on big time. The franchise is called Saints Row. And there's four games. And I believe the last of the four came out in 2014. And they ain't gonna make no more. Like, they're done. They're like Bioshock. As far as I know, there's not gonna be any more Bioshock. There's not gonna be any more Saints Row. But the game is so fun, it is still fun to go back and play it even now. For those of you not in the know, Saints Row is a knockoff, poorly budgeted Grand Theft Auto. It's like the ghetto version of Grand Theft Auto. The only difference is in Grand Theft Auto, it's more serious. It's more realistic, whereas in Saints Row, it's more kind of cartoony, not as far as the graphics, just as far as like the storyline and all that type of stuff. It is a corny, cheesy game. It's open world, but it's so fun. As far as how fun a game is, this would rank in my top five of all time. I started with Saints Row 4. Then I went back to play 3. I'm probably not going to play 2 and 1 because I feel like those are a little bit beyond what I want to play as far as graphics-wise. Because since I started with Skyrim, everything that I play, I compare it to the graphics of Skyrim. That's as low as I will go on the graphics scale. If it goes lower than that, I'm good. It's not for your boy. Like, I'm one of these people that can't play Minecraft because watching stuff in 8 and 16-bit just ain't my cup of tea. In any case, you can drive cars, you can fly stuff, you can shoot shit. Everything that a regular open world game, you can do. The only thing that I didn't like about the fourth one, which is the one I started on and I'm surprised I actually completed the game, but I did, is that it was dark outside all the time. Whenever there is a world where it's dark outside all the time, it turns me off. The Borderlands pre-sequel, dark outside all the time. So I didn't even bother playing. I played like through the first two levels or something like that. And then I was done. Cause there's something really depressing about playing in a landscape where it's nighttime all the time. And having games like, you know, Grand Theft Auto and other games, having a sunset and a sunrise and a daytime and a nighttime gives it a dynamic effect that actually affects your emotions when you're playing the game. Now, Saints Row 3 had a day and a nighttime. So I'm not sure why they chose just to do Saints Row 4 at nighttime. Well, I kind of do. It kind of fits the story, but I don't want to give anything away. I do recommend this game. I recommend the franchise. For anybody who want to go back and play something extra fun, this is it. Now, it's like I said, it's going to be silly. Another thing I didn't like about it was... And y'all know I'm coming with this one because this is the story of my life. I didn't like some of the black stereotypes of the characters that were in the game. I'm a black person. Most of y'all know that already. I don't like all these weird stereotypes or writing that sound like white people trying to write what they think black people sound like. For instance, in GTA and in Watch Dogs 2, those were authentically black written characters. You can tell by the way they delivered the lines. And here's the thing about those were two completely different types of black people. They all didn't fit under one weird stereotype. They all wasn't out there shucking and jiving and kikiing and shit. It wasn't none of that. It was just an authentically black experience that everyone could relate to. Okay, Franklin and Lamar, all kinds of ghetto. Those type of black people exist. Marcus was a, what's them people call? I've only heard white people refer to this, hipsters. Marcus was a black hipster. Those type of people exist. He wasn't all ghetto and all hood and all that type of stuff, but he is a authentically presented black person. In Saints Row, some of the characters look like pimps, and they're a bunch of hoes in the game, and all this other type of stereotypical shit that I didn't necessarily like, but the way they presented it, it was still funny to me. So I let them slide on that. And I do highly recommend that you go play this game. The gameplay is, I would say it's good. There are a plethora of weapon types to choose from, but remember, I said this is a silly game, so some of the weapons are going to be silly too. They do what you want them to do. They kill the enemy, but they're kind of silly. But I recommend it. I really enjoyed the game. It's on my top five most fun to play. Just like GTA, it had an open world where you can travel through the map and, you know, complete different missions and stuff, and a whole bunch of side quests and stuff like that too. So if you have some free time and if you got a little bit of money, because nobody is selling Saints Row full price no more, trust, if you'll be lucky to pick it up for like $2, $3, $5 right now, especially Saints Row 3 and Saints Row 4, since those are the ones I played. I'm giving the overall game a B because it's super fun. I enjoyed it. All the mechanics work. It's properly vetted. The writing is good. It's silly, but I loved it. This is Frankie once again with your DWG weather report. Let's take a look and see what's about to be hot. Shadow of the Tomb Raider drops in 4 days on September the 14th, followed by Assassin's Creed Odyssey on October 5th. This will be the first time I've played any of the Assassin's Creed games. I'm excited. Rockstar's biggest game of the year is set to launch on October 26th in the form of Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm going to be playing it. I'm playing through the first one right now. Hopefully this means that after this drops, they'll get back to making GTA 6. Fallout 76 is going to drop on November the 14th and Battlefield 5 on November the 20th. That rounds out the next five major releases coming up. And now for sports. Tomorrow, September the 11th, NBA 2K19 will be released on all major platforms, with FIFA 19 launching on September the 28th. If you're a racing guru type of gamer, Forza Horizon 4 goes live on October the 2nd. The second one just dropped on Xbox's Play All You Want for a low monthly fee platform, and I love it, so I'm definitely going to be getting this one. WWE 2K19 drops on October 9th, and Ride 3, never heard of that game, which I'm guessing it's a racing game. Ride 3 comes out shortly thereafter on November the 8th. For a more complete list of all the games that are scheduled to be released, visit us at thegreatdivide.us and click on the Divided We Game link. This has been your weather and sports report. Back to the studio. Actually, I think that's the show. So I'm going to hand it over to Crowbot. Crowbot, take us home.
Don't forget, you can find and subscribe to the Divided We Game podcast on iTunes, Feedburner, or the RSS feed. You can also listen to shows by visiting us at thegreatdivide.us, as well as leave some feedback for the DWG team. Till next time, this is Crowbot. And we will see you next mission.